it is moving day. Spring is here, so throw your job away. Now's the time to trust to your wanderlust. In the city's dust you wait, must you wait, just you wait. In our mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. While you love your lover, let blue skies be your coverlet. When it rains, we laugh at the weather. And if you're a good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home. In our mountain greenery, where God paints the scenery, just two crazy people together. How we love sequestering, where no pests are pestering, no dear mama holds us in terror. Mosquitoes here won't bite you, dear. I'll let them sting me on the finger. We could find no cleaner retreat from life's machinery than our mountain greenery home. When the world was young, oh, Father Adam with sin would grapple, so we're entitled to just one apple. I mean to make applesauce. Underneath the bough, we learn a lesson from Mr. Omar. Beneath the eyes of no pa and no ma, old Lady Nature is boss. And if you're good, I'll search for wood so you can cook while I stand looking. Beans could get no keener reception in the beanery. Bless our mountain greenery home.
That's Rodgers and Hart's Mountain Greenery, sung by Frank Luther. I'm Bill Chambliss, and this is Scratchy Grooves. Let's pause now for station identification, because I forgot to do it. That gave me just enough time to fix the tape I'm playing tonight. Have a little trouble with the equipment, folks. Send in some money. All right. Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart, they wrote more hit songs than any team before them. So many, in fact, that I couldn't cram them into one Scratchy Grooves program tonight. So we'll start tonight and finish next week. Richard Rodgers, who wrote the music, everybody knows. He and Oscar Hammerstein II wrote those musical blockbusters, starting with Oklahoma, South Pacific, The King and I, Carousel, The Sound of Music, several others. Lawrence Larry Hart is less well-known today, but he wrote the words, of course, those witty, imaginative, surprising rhymes that make a Rodgers and Hart song stand head and shoulders above the Tin Pan Alley crowd. Let's hear some more of those bright rhymes now. Here, also from Garrett Gaetti's, is Manhattan, sung by Dinah Washington.
Lovely going through the zoo. Well, it's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so. when balmy breezes blow. To and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. Her great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl.
Manhattan, Rodgers and Hart. Richard Rodgers and Larry Hart wrote songs together for 24 years, from 1918 until 1942. They were an unlikely team, however. Rodgers was born in 1902, 7 years younger than Hart. He was tall, Hart was short. Rodgers was hardworking, neat, punctual, well-disciplined. Hart was more or less a slob, careless dresser, playboy, gambler, hardly ever on time, and he drank a lot, loved to party. But their talents fitted together well, so well, in fact, that they rewrote the book on America's musical theater. At the time they started writing, back in 1918, the old world operetta was a king of Broadway. Rodgers and Hart did much to create American music and put Ruritania to shame. Here's another tune from the Garrett Gaieties of 1925. What's the Use of Talking?
let's get acquainted, dear. Oh my, you're here, so am I. Oh, to admiration's not all it's painted, dear. And things what we should try. The words I can't begin, you get my intuition. The chance that you won't feel my muted feelings more. Every move, a message of silent sympathy. No use talking at all.
Sounds a little like 1925, doesn't it? Richard Rodgers was the son of a successful doctor. His mother played the piano, and young Richard took to music early on. He composed his first song at the age of 11. Don't know what it was. At 15, he wrote 7 songs for a charity production intended to raise money for the troops in the First World War. 2 years later, at 17, he wrote 20 songs for another amateur show, and 3 of these were published. He met Lawrence Hart in 1918 while a student at Columbia. Hart had graduated from Columbia and was trying to make a living as a writer. Rodgers needed a lyricist for a campus show, and a friend suggested Hart. They did the show, which was moderately successful. Lawrence Hart was born in 1895, became interested in writing at an early age, studied writing at Columbia, and after graduation worked as a translator of German, came from a German family, adapting plays and novels for the American audience. He wrote his first song with Rodgers in 1918, and it was published in 1919, called Any Old Place With You. It was used in a show called A Lonely Romeo. I don't happen to have a copy of that song, so you won't hear it tonight. If I find one, I'll play it another time. The team wrote several shows together before the Garrick Gaieties clicked in 1925. That was a sort of last-ditch effort for them. They'd done these shows, and they'd gotten nowhere. They decided that if this one flopped, Rodgers was going to go into the children's clothing business, and Hart was going back to translating. Well, that wasn't necessary. Then came a second very successful show, The Girlfriend, next year in 1926, and the team was on its way. Here are 2 hits from that show, The Blue Room, played and sung by Joe Venuti, and the title song, The Girlfriend, played by George Olson's orchestra. Thank you.
have a blue room, a new room for two rooms, where every day they holiday, because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away with your head upon my knee. Bum bum bada da dee 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 da 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 da. You'll sell my trousseau and Robinson Crusoe. It's not so far from worldly cares as our blue room will stand.
Girlfriend, a big Rodgers and Hart success. Not that every show they did was a success. They did some real clinkers, too. But their batting average was pretty doggone good. The Connecticut Yankee in 1927. Here's Franklin Bauer with the big love song from that show, My Heart Stood Still.
All in this sweetheart seemed wrong. not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hand told me how well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still. I took one look at you, that's all I meant to do. And my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you that unfelt clasp of hand told me how well you knew. I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart
Now, also from Connecticut Yankee from 1927, Thou Swell. This is sung by Rosemary Squires.
Thou swell, thou witty, thou sweet, thou grand, wouldst kiss me pretty, wouldst hold my hand. Both thine eyes are cute too, what they do to me. Hear me holler, I choose a sweet Lollapalooza in thee. I feel so rich in a hut for two, two rooms and kitchen, I'm sure would do. Give me just a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand. I'm sure would do. a plot of not a lot of land. And thou swell, thou witty, thou grand.
During the week of November 12th through the 16th, WXDR will present The Class of 2000, The Prejudice Puzzle. This program focuses on the issues of racism, sexism, homophobia, religious prejudice, and ableism, and how they affect the university's community. WXDR's goal in airing this program is to help raise awareness about the problems of prejudice in our society, and to help students to better understand and accept differences within their community. So listen to The Class of 2000, The Prejudice Puzzle, Monday through Friday, November 12th through the 16th, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m., and join us in our quest to promote diversity in our community. This program is being presented by National Public Radio and WXDR Newark.
And now tune in yesterday. I started a new feature last week, playing excerpts from old radio shows. I asked for a response, and the response is running about 2-1 in favor of them. So I thought I would continue them for a while and see how you react and how you like these old shows. Tonight, an excerpt from a Jack Benny program featuring Fred Allen and a vaudeville routine. I think you'll enjoy it.
Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Rochester, Dennis Day, Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, right now Jack Benny is in San Francisco, California, where he's making a personal appearance at the Kern Theater.
I'll have to get dressed pretty soon, so lay out my clothes, will you please?
Okay.
I think during my next show, there'll be some critics out front. So I want you to sneak out in the audience, and when I tell my jokes, laugh it up.
Again?
What do you mean, again? Roger, I don't ask you to... Come in.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Rochester.
Well, Fred! Fred out! Well, Fred, this is a surprise.
Really?
When did you get in town?
Last night.
Last night? Well, why didn't you call me at my hotel?
You mean you're staying at one that has phones?
Well, no, but there's a candy store in the lobby that takes messages.
It's a shame you can't stay over, Fred, so we could appear together. It'd be like old times.
Say, Mr. Benny, did you and Mr. Allen once do an act together in vaudeville?
We sure did, Rochester. We had a lot of fun in those days.
Those were the good old days.
I'll never forget the time we rehearsed and polished our act for weeks, and we went to see Mickey Rockford, the biggest booking agent in New York. Come on, Fred. I think Mr. Rockford's office is down the hall.
Hey, it's crowded in here, Jack.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to talk to the secretary. Miss, we'd like to see Mr. Rockford.
Do you have an appointment?
Appointment? We're Benny and Allen.
Benny and Allen?
Yeah. Don't you recognize us?
Why? Is there a reward?
You don't understand, girlie. We do a vaudeville act.
Really? Which one throws the fish?
Say, that is clever.
Look, miss, we don't want to argue. We'd just like to see our agent, Mr. Rockford.
Well, first I'll need some information. Now, what's the name of your act again?
Allen and Benny.
I thought you said it was Benny and Allen.
Well, at 2 o'clock, our billing changes.
Well, what kind of an act do you do?
Violin, clarinet, and snappy patter.
Uh-huh.
And where have you played?
Oh, all over.
Well, where?
Well, just tell her the important dates, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we did a week in Sow Belly, Wyoming. A week in Loose Tooth, Arizona. 3 days in Stagnant Water, New Mexico. And we also played the Palace here in New York.
Sow Belly, Loose Tooth, Stagnant Water, and the Palace. Well, at least you worked your way up.
No, we played the Palace first.
Yes. Oh, very well, Mr. Rockford. Oh, boys, Mr. Rockford, we'll see you now.
Good, good. Come on, Fred, let's go in.
Okay.
Oh, come on in, fellas. Come on in. Close the door. Sit down.
Thank you. Mr. Rockford, I'm Jack Benny. This is Fred Allen.
That's right, Mr. Rockford. Remember, you booked our act in the Palace 7 years ago.
Oh, yes. What business are you in now?
Well, we're still in show business.
Yes, and we thought you could book us.
Please, fellas.
Our new act is sensational. At least give us a chance, Mr. Rockford.
Yes,
all right, if you insist.
Ready with your clarinet, Fred?
Ready.
Okay. 1, 2. Mr. Allen.
What is it, Mr. Benny?
Have you heard that they're making women's bathing suits out of spun glass?
Women's bathing suits out of glass? Well, that's worth looking into.
I'll take it, Mr. Allen.
If you will. You know, Mr. Benny,
yes, Mr. Allen.
I love music.
So do I. Music once saved my uncle's life.
Well, how did music save your uncle's life?
They played the Star Spangled Banner just as he was sitting in the electric chair. Take it, Mr. Allen.
You don't have to finish it, you know.
Mr. Benny.
Yes, Mr. Allen.
I want you to meet my new girl. Her name is Well Enough.
Why do you call your girl Well Enough?
Because I want the boys to leave Well Enough alone. How about the finale, Mr.?
In unison?
All right.
Well, Mr. Rockford, what do you think of it?
Wait till he gets his head out of the drawer.
Maybe he's looking for a contract.
Fellas.
Yes,
Mr. Rockford.
To tell you the truth, fellas, I'm confused. The whole act leaves me cold. It's neither fish nor fowl.
Well, that's funny. The last agent we went to thought it was both.
Well, Mr. Rockford, you mean you can't book us anywhere?
Oh, actually, I don't have a thing open for a double. Have either of you considered doing a single?
What? And break up the act?
Why, we've been together for years. You can't split Benny and Allen.
It's ridiculous. We're more than just a team. We're partners, friends, buddies. Why, we'd rather starve than let anything come between us.
Well, that's a shame because I've got an opening for a single in Scranton for $15 a week.
I'll take it. Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll take it for $14 a week, Mr. Rockman.
Fred, you steal a job away from your partner, your buddy, your friend?
Some friend. What did you ever do for me?
Why, you puff-eyed ingrate. For years, we've lived off my violin, my brains, my talent, my joke.
And my money. And listen, you miser, as for your violin playing, I have heard cleaner notes from a toothless Russian sipping borscht. Just lucky you've had me and my clarinet.
Clarinet? The only way you could make a living with that clarinet is if you put a nail on the end of it and went out in the park. Mr. Rockford, rather than let you hire this no-talented wage cutter, I'll take the job for $10 a week.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll take it for $8.
I'll take it for $5.
Well, I'll take it for $3.
Well, I'll take it for nothing.
So will I.
Well, at that price, I can afford both of you.
Jackie, did you hear that? We're working.
Fred!
Jack!
Well, a few laughs in there. You can now know what killed vaudeville. It could have killed radio, too, I guess. The response to that has been entirely negative. If you liked it, if you like the idea of playing these excerpts from old radio shows, I'd like to know about it. I'm trying it as an experiment. Give me a call here if you like that, or if you didn't like it, and let me know. 451-2701. 451-2701. Now back to Rodgers and Hart on Scratchy Grooves. We have a tune by Bing Crosby, Paul Whiteman's orchestra. This is from Present Arms, the Rodgers and Hart hit of 1928. You took advantage of me.
What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will.
Oh, you made your kill, cause you took advantage of me.
I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use?
You cook my goose, cause you took advantage of me.
I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know
my elbow from my ear.
Suffer something awful each time you go,
much worse when you're near.
Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me,
cause you took advantage of me.
Mm-hmm. just a song at the start, but it's only the hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near me. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew we meet every night, and we couldn't have changed since the last time. To my joy and delight, it's a new kind of love at first sight. Though it's you and it's I all the time, every meeting's a marvelous pastime. You're increasingly sweet, so whenever we happen to meet, I greet you with a song in my heart. I behold your adorable face, just a song at the start, but it's only the hymn to your grace. In your hand, it tells that you're standing near me. At the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I could live life through with a song in my heart for you.
That was James Melton singing Spring Is... No, no, wasn't it? With a Song in My Heart. That is from Spring Is Here, the Rodgers and Hart musical of 1929. James Melton. Music by Rodgers and Hart tonight. Incidentally, the poll on Tune In Yesterday, my old radio show segment, is running about, still about 2-1 in favor. If you have a comment on tonight's excerpt that I played at 7:30, pro or con, I'd appreciate a call. It's an experiment. I've got a lot of these old radio shows, and I enjoy them. I wanted to see whether my audience does. If you liked it or if you didn't like it, let me know. 451-2701. Meanwhile, here's a song I've just got to play, one of my favorite songs. This time, I just played this a couple of weeks ago by Ruth Etting, my favorite of all favorites. But here's 10 Cents a Dance by Doris Day. This is from the Rodgers and Hart musical of 1930, Simple Simon. Doris Day.
That's what they pay me. Gosh, how they weigh me down. 10 cents a dance. Dandies and rough guys, tough guys who tear my gown. 7 to midnight, I hear drums loudly only the saxophone blows. Trumpets are tearing my eardrums. Customers crush my tone. Sometimes I think I found my hero, but it's a queer romance. All that you need is a ticket. Come on, big boy, 10 cents a dance. Fighters and sailors and bow-legged tailors can pay for their tickets and rent me. Butchers and barbers and rats from the harbors are sweethearts my good luck has sent me. Though I've a chorus of elderly beaux, stockings are porous with holes in the toes.
From the soundtrack of the movie Love Me or Leave Me, which was supposedly about the life of Ruth Etting, somewhat fictionalized. Doris Day sang it in the movie, and she sang it here. A little scratchy. Sorry about that. Rodgers and Hart's big hit from 1932 was a movie. They'd gone to Hollywood because they'd had a couple of flops in a row on Broadway. And you may remember the 1932 was a depression year, and a great many Broadway shows did not make it. But the movies were going strong with musicals, so they went out and they wrote a musical called Love Me Tonight. Here's the star of that, one of the stars, Maurice Chevalier, and his big hit, Mimi, Rodgers and Hart.
My left shoe's on my right foot, my right shoe's on my left. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, of reason I'm bereft. The buttons of my trousers are buttoned to my vest. Oh, listen to me, Mimi, there's passion in my breast. Mimi, you funny little good-for-nothing, Mimi, am I the guy? Mimi, you sunny little honey of a Mimi, I'm aiming high. Mimi, you've got me sad and dreamy, you could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi bound by. Remember Louise, you remember? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. But she never had knees, and this and that and these like Mimi. Oh, Mimi. Do you remember Valentine? Oh, Valentine. Oh, yes, I admit she was a crush. So flaming that when she sat on the sofa, she said, "Pardon the flush." But no Mimi. Oh, no Mimi. And the eyes of Lisette, the smell of Mignonette, the sweetness of Suzette, my love for her. It's easy to forget for Mimi. And Mitzi. Oh, that Mitzi. Mitzi, bitsy, gitsy, mitsy. You think she was like Mimi? My features and creamy, dreamy Mimi. Oh, Mimi, Mimi. You funny little good for nothing, Mimi. I'm a guy, Mimi. You sunny little honey over Mimi. I'm a high, Mimi. You've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little fun over Mimi.
And now the romantic song from Love Me Tonight, the 1932 Rodgers and Hart movie, sung here by Jack Jones. Isn't it romantic?
Isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Isn't it romantic every note that's sung? It's like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance? Isn't it romantic? Music in the night, a dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows write the oldest magic words. In the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it romantic merely to be young on such a night as this? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss. Sweet symbols in the moonlight. Do you mean that I will fall in love perchance?
Another big hit by Rodgers and Hart. This has been Scratchy Grooves. Hope you've enjoyed this old Rodgers and Hart music tonight. Still time for you to call in and vote for Tune In Yesterday, my old radio segment. If you have feelings one way or the other, pro or con, give me a call here at 451-2701 in the next few minutes, and I'll be here and write them down. We're taking votes, 451-2701. We'll end the program with a very smash hit for Peggy Lee later on. This is from Love Me Tonight, the 1932 Maurice Chevalier movie that Rodgers and Hart wrote. Peggy Lee, Lover.